A team of scientists and conservationists has released more than 250 endangered frogs back into their native habitat in the San Bernardino National Forest. KVCR's Benjamin Perper tagged along for the release of these frogs, and he's got this report from his hike in the mountains.
I'm hiking up a stretch of wooded creek deep in the San Bernardino Mountains. With me are about a dozen biologists, conservationists, and photographers, all wading through forest and hip-deep water. The reason?
We are bringing back the mountain yellow-legged frog here in the San Bernardino Mountains.
The mountain yellow-legged frog. It's an endangered species of small frogs that are native to the mountains of Southern California. At a low point in 2002, there were less than 100 left in the wild. Nowadays, there's about 4,000. And Deborah Shire, Associate Director of Recovery Ecology at San Diego Zoo Global, is about to add even more.
A couple of years ago, there were no frogs left that we knew of. For the first time in the last couple of years, we've been putting animals back into the population, and this is a fairly large number of animals.
Today alone, the San Diego Zoo team will release 262 frogs, or froglets, that is. And that's just one location. There are teams doing the same thing in the San Jacinto and San Gabriel Mountains. Shire is also using this reintroduction as an experiment. Half of the frogs have already been out here in the wild for about a week in acclimation cages. Those are small, enclosed cages in the water that allow the frogs to get used to the area without being able to escape. Shire is hoping to find out if it's better to release frogs like this or just throw them out of buckets.
When we first release an animal back into the wild, animals often don't want to stay where we've put them. They have a tendency to move very quickly and very far, often much farther than their typical dispersal distances. So we look for ways to anchor them to the sites where we release them.
Slippery rocks?
Just throwing it out there.
As we hike, our group stops to open up those acclimation cages and let the frogs out. The biologists open up the cages and take out each individual frog, letting them hop out into freedom.
10, 11, 12.
But that's still only half the frogs. The rest are in plastic buckets that we've been hauling up the creek. And those ones are a bit more fun to release.
You've made a climbing on my leg.
One of my fellow hikers is Kim Boss, the district wildlife biologist for the San Bernardino National Forest. She explains that this is a massive multi-agency conservation project, using money from a mitigation fund from Caltrans in 2006 and 2012.
And using those funds, this kind of conservation effort was kind of spawned, and we got the money to actually do some really good work. And the partnership with the San Diego Zoo, we also have the Los Angeles Zoo is involved, U.S. Geological Survey, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, State Department of Fish and Wildlife. It's a multi-agency partnership.
Zach Behrens is the Public Affairs Officer for the San Bernardino National Forest. For Behrens, it's important that people acknowledge the incredible biodiversity in this area.
I would just love the public to, when they think about San Bernardino National Forest, to not just think about skiing and hiking and everything, but this is also a habitat, and that's what we do as the United States Forest Service, is we're managing a habitat here. And so there's many uses of the forest, but wildlife is one of those very important uses.
You can learn more about the Mountain Yellow-Legged Frog Reintroduction Program at institute.sandiegozoo.org. For KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.